is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You see that stuff on the front page in the main section? All created by listeners like you. So if it weren't for listeners like you, then we would have a really crappy website. So please go to freetalklive.com, get involved. If you see something online you want to share with others, you just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote it up or down, and most voted up, make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people see it. So freetalklive.com, again, is the place to go. We go to the phones and the fun. Ty is on the line in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Delbert, and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to, real quick, wanted to give some thanks to you guys, including your special host, like Delbert. Hi, Delbert. How you doing?
Good.
To you guys are like a gateway to liberty information. You know, I have learned so much. I've been listening, I think, a little bit less than a year to you guys, and I've learned so much directly from your program, or I've been led in different directions based upon some of your guests and Mark's Edgington posts that are attached to the podcasts. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to take a moment to offer some gratitude to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you listening, because if it weren't for you listening, then we'd have nothing. So, thanks.
Yeah, this kind of came to me from, I'm catching up on the podcast. I'm a dedicated podcast listener to you guys, and hearing that Sam was heading back to Texas. And you guys kind of, you know, you don't know me. I don't know you guys except on the radio or on the podcast, but you kind of like become a family to me in a extended sort of way. So it's kind of sad to see Sam go. And I was also wondering what's going to happen on the with Sam and Wayne on their Sunday thing. Who's going to team up with Wayne now?
Your question is regarding the special Sunday edition of the show, which is an internet-based version of Free Talk Live, and I believe Wayne is going to be heading that show up, and I think he's going to have Michelle Seven on to co-host with him.
Okay, great. But anyway, that's just a real quick thing I wanted to say thanks to you guys.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for the call at 800-259-9231.
So Ian's really bad at taking this kind of gratitude from people. He doesn't like the whole the thing on radio where people, you know, they call in, oh, I love you.
What did I do that was bad tonight? I said, I appreciate you listening.
I'm just pointing out that you're uncomfortable.
I didn't cut him short or anything like that.
No, you didn't. And the other thing is when you listen to the radio, he's right. You know, like he knows us. We don't know Ty very well. He's called in a few times, but there are people out there listening right now that have listened to us for years.
Yeah.
And they know who Ian and Mark and Dalebert to some extent are. You know,
they know who we are on the radio. And
well, they have our
personality. Who we really are.
Yeah, it's hard to fake who you are, yeah. You know. I mean, there's certainly, I act different on the radio than I do in real life.
I don't talk as much in real life. I mean, I get to talk 3 hours a night, so that's
But that's how radio works, you know. You get to know the people there. It's a very personal medium.
Personal, intimate is another good word, because I mean, you're literally, it's your ideas and the caller's ideas that are being projected into the minds of the listener. Instead of television, where you see what is being presented and it's more obvious and in your face, radio is a much more imaginative sort of a medium. And it is very intimate. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark, you got an email or a blog post or something about capitalism, this term that is much confused, and for me, I don't really care for it very much, so pull that up when you get a chance. In the meantime, we'll tell you about the 13-year-old girl who is currently, apparently was in a coma, was given a jaywalking ticket. Comatose 13-year-old, yep, New York, you know, the cops are out there to protect and serve. New York Daily News, nydailynews.com, a comatose 13-year-old Las Vegas girl who is fighting for her life after being hit by a car has been given a ticket for jaywalking. So this is one of those stories that's kind of in the category of the good, when the Good Samaritans will like jump into a river to rescue a deer and then get ticketed by the forest game warden because they weren't supposed to touch the deer or something like that. Takara Davis's mother received the citation at the hospital this week, according to KLAS TV. Recounting what police officer told her, Kelly Oblong, Davis's mom, said giving her the ticket at the hospital was in poor taste. He said Takara was jaywalking. She has to go to court on March 6th. According to her, if she was jaywalking, then she was jaywalking. But maybe you give it to me at a later time. Don't give it to me when they're rushing her into the operating room. Although I think it's pretty much bad form to give anybody a ticket for jaywalking after they've already had a real life punishment for doing that.
Right, and that's the thing is that the punishment's there already. You don't need to go give somebody a ticket.
But look at how people behave when it comes to the system and the police. This poor woman has her child who has been hit. The 13-year-old daughter has been hit by a car. She's in a coma, and the insensitivity, she's clear that they're being insensitive. Like, they came up to her and they did this while she was in the hospital with her daughter shortly after the accident. Clearly, she understands that they're being insensitive and they're being jerks. But yet, she's apologetic toward the idea that they ticketed her in the first place. Oh, I understand that, she jaywalked, so, she's going to have to go to court if she gets out of her coma.
It's so by the book, you got to be by the book. Like, that book has to be important to them. It's sort of what's propping everything up in the first place. So it's part of that whole almost religious process of the source of their authority. And so it's almost like they really have to prop it up and rigidly abide by it.
Wait, when you say they, you're talking about who are you talking about when you say they?
The bureaucrats and the police and the people who are following the laws that they cook up themselves.
Well, that's not true. They could always use discretion. I mean, that cop could always say, oh, my God, that poor girl, she was hit. I'm not going to get this ticket out there. I don't need to do this.
Well,
moving on.
Is it possible that for the insurance of the person, the car that hit her, that they have to give a ticket in order to hold someone at fault? This happens in some states where, somebody has to get a ticket in order for the insurance companies to decide whose fault it was and pay that kind of thing. So if it's
the insurance company usually doesn't. That is merely treated as evidence. It's not the end of it. Like, the insurance company will do their own investigation, and they may not come to the same conclusions that the police do. I had my own insurance company talk to me like that. I was basically in a situation where I was rear-ended. It was really open and shut from the police. I think the police actually did come and investigate it. And it was very open and shut from their point of view, but the insurance agent did not. It wasn't open and shut for them just because the police came to a certain conclusion. They had to do. They said they do their own investigation, and they may come to different conclusions anyway.
Hmm. Well, my point that I was making on this was not to focus on the bureaucrats, but you're right about that, Dilbert. My point was to focus on the woman in this case, the mother, who is so defensive toward the system, even though it is so insensitive and the system is aggressing against her daughter here. She's still apologizing for it. Oh, yeah. It's fine. Go ahead and give her the jaywalking ticket. I understand. My daughter was jaywalking, so just give her a ticket at a more sensitive time. Then we'd be fine with it. I mean, that alone, whether they do it 2 weeks later or whether they do it in the hospital, it is still an insensitive thing to do. It is still outrageous and completely unnecessary. The whole idea that this young girl needs to go to court or needs to pay a fine because she walked in front of a moving car is just absolutely outrageous. And yet the police
department... What are they going to do if she doesn't show up because she's in a coma?
Well, I'd imagine mom will go to the court.
Mom's not responsible for it, though.
Mom's mom. She's 13, so mom is responsible for her.
I don't think the mom's responsible for that 13-year-old showing up court. I think that 13-year-old is.
I don't know. That's a good question, Mark. I would imagine the parents have some level of responsibility over their wards.
That would be my guess, too. That would be my presumption, anyway.
If she was 19, then what?
If she was 19, then what would happen to her if she was still in a coma?
Hey, sorry, Your Honor, I was in a coma. Could you do something about your bench warrant for jaywalking?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, if you don't have somebody there to tell them that, then, yeah, they're going to go through their process. They're not going to know she's in a coma. So hopefully you would have a friend that would go to court and say, yeah, excuse me, she's not here because she's in a hospital bed right now. And then maybe they would put the date out. But the whole idea that anybody deserves a ticket after getting into a life-changing, a life-wrecking situation like that is pretty sick. Unless you agree with it, in which case you're free to call in. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, we're going to give you an update on the animal deaths. We talked about last night the birds and the fish just dying en masse, apparently. Well, I asked the question, is this unusual last night? And, of course, we speculated as to what could possibly be causing it, but there's a little bit more information out, and we'll share that with you coming up here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals. Makes sense, doesn't it? The liberty-minded people are scattered about all over the place, and they're not concentrated in any way that can make their ideas become heard and make them effective activists. So you get them together, concentrate the activism in one place, and what do you know, all kinds of interesting things become possible. And that's what we've seen happen here, as Dale Burt and myself and Mark are all early movers as part of the Free State Project. We moved, picked up our lives and moved here to New Hampshire. And you could too. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what this is, what's happening up here. Freestateproject.org, and you can get involved. If you're sick and tired of these crazy stories that just, there's no end to them. The police ticketing a 13-year-old girl after she was hit by a car and put into a coma. You know, that $50 or however much that ticket is for is so important to them, or the obedience factor is so important to them that they would go ahead and do something so ludicrous. And so I pulled up this poll on the New York Daily News website, nydailynews.com, where they're reporting on this. Now, but this is actually in Las Vegas where this went down. The question, now, of course, entirely unscientific, web poll. Did police cross the line of decency giving a comatose girl a jaywalking ticket at the hospital? The choices, yes, they could have picked a different time or place. No, if she jaywalked, then she deserves a ticket, period. And I don't know. 1% said, I don't know. 54% said no.
Why would you even answer? Why don't know?
54% said no. If she jaywalked, then she deserves a ticket, period. The majority of respondents in this poll said that this comatose girl, a 13-year-old girl who may be completely crippled for the rest of her life, she is in a medically induced coma at this time. They say the bleeding hasn't stopped on the brain, according to her mother. She has no feeling of movement on her left side at all. This little girl apparently also needs a ticket on top of all of that other personal tragedy, according to 54% of the people that responded to that poll.
Is it even appropriate to issue a ticket to someone of her age?
Sure. I mean, it's a crime, Delbert. I mean, we've got to punish people if they commit crimes.
I thought there were different standards, though, in terms of expectations of people.
Hey, 13-year-old girls have a lot of disposable income. They can afford a $50 ticket. It's all about the money, you know?
Yeah.
So here you go. Again, a majority of people in this poll responding in a very statist-oriented fashion. Well, hey, I've gotten a jaywalking ticket before, so that little girl should get a jaywalking ticket. Everybody should be punished. We love being punished by our government. It's just so sick. So get away from those people and come join the Free State Project and get together with people that are actually sane. 800-259-9231 and go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Mark, let's go to your, is a blog post or BBS post? Or?
Yeah, this is a post on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
And this one from L.T. Kublinski. And he says, full disclosure, I graduated from a public university with a degree in economics. Says, I don't mean to be a negative Nancy here, but the way in which Mark and Ian dismiss capitalism really bugs me. I haven't listened much this week, but regularly over the last year or more, the hosts have periodically dismissed and in some cases derided capitalism based on a collectivist socialist perceptions of the concept. And we get this, on a pretty regular basis. The idea that, either we should support the word capitalist or support the word anarchist.
Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't support either of these terms because I don't think that they portray the ideas very well. Let me go on with his point here.
I agree. I'm an agnostic. The term I like is an agnostic anarchist.
Politically,
I am agnostic with regard to what will result from a free society in terms of whether it will be a more capitalistic or, maybe more socialistic. I just want free society. I want less violence.
Capitalism is, generally, an economic system of private ownership. With ownership, individuals are inherently given control of said property. This logically implies laissez-faire government. Any restriction on the rights of ownership or contract are not capitalistic. because there has never been a truly capitalistic economy, internet maybe, but that's a different discussion. Discussions of economics is done in relative measures, more or less capitalistic in the context of the discussion. The American system is given the title capitalist, historically speaking, in that it has been the freest economy in world history, on net. This does not logically imply that Keynesian progressive or special interest policies are...
Not true, by the way. Hong Kong, maybe over all of history, it might be true, but currently Hong Kong's the freest economy.
There you go.
Anyway.
As for the label argument, allowing opponents to define your vehicle of communication is absurd. Historically, liberty-loving people...
But I don't want to argue with people. I don't consider them my opponents. I have no problem with people misunderstanding these terms. It's understandable to me that they would, because they're used in misinterpreted and misapplied ways all over the place, throughout popular media, throughout popular culture. And I'm not interested in arguing with them over what capitalism means. This isn't a debate, and I'm not here to debate anybody.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that the people are even misapplying it, because words mean what people believe words mean.
This is true.
So if
they're applying it as they believe it means.
Right. If somebody believes that the term capital, if 90% of America believes that capitalism refers to the sort of crony capitalism that we see, this corporatism, this oligarchy, this mercantilism that runs the world, then that's what it means.
Yeah.
I don't care what the economists say. That 10% of the population does not get to define for 90% of the population what a word means. It's the other way around.
But leave it to an academic.
I can sing Christmas carols that have the word gay in them, but you know, that's the old terminology. The fact is, if I walk around saying I'm gay, people are going to, you know, guys are going to come on to me.
They're not going to think you mean happy and
cheerful. They're not
going to
think that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe a couple, you know, a single digit percent of the time when people use the word gay, they're referring to being happy. But it's rare.
Yeah.
So I'm not on a crusade to redefine the word. In fact, I'm of the opinion that the word means what people believe it means. And by that, I mean an aggregate, the largest amount of people. And
absolutely.
The largest amount of people believe that capitalism means this sort of corporatist, mercantilist system. If I'm talking to somebody who understands what the term capitalism means, I'm not going to correct them, but don't expect me to use that term. I will use the term the free market, because I think that that's a better term.
And it doesn't mean capitalism. I know that the people that support a lot of people who believe in the free market, and he's alluding to it here and what he said in the beginning there, is that he believes that means it's capitalist. He says you talk about it in relative terms. So the more capitalist it is, the more free it is in his mind. But I don't see it that way. I see the free market as being the absence of coercion. And in that system, or in that lack of a system, there can be anything, as Delbert pointed out. You could have communism. You can have a commune, people living communally together in a free market.
If it's not being imposed on people with the threat of violence, then I got no beef with it, no real beef with it.
Yep, you know, so. 800-259-9231, but the academic has more to say, yes?
A little bit,
All right, we'll get back to him in a moment. Also take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. You'll find a lot of stuff there, and it's all free. The webcam is one of those free features. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch. You can listen. You can chat. You can get interactive because our other listeners are there in the chat room, which is on the same page as the cam, so you can do it all at once. cam.freetalklive.com, totally free and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. That's why they call them discounted optical transceivers, because they're up to 99% off of the list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, so they can get your transceivers private labeled, and they can do it, in some cases, as quickly as overnight. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Your comments are certainly welcome. We're talking about capitalism right now, which, as you point out, Mark, for a lot of people is a very bad word. It's a very dirty word. It's a word that that has this connotation of cronyism, of corporations working together with government to oppress the little guy.
A crushing of indigenous peoples.
Money being piled into the hands of the few, the small percentage of people having the large share of the wealth, things like this. And the emailer here is somebody who I guess is a teacher. Is that right? A college professor?
He says that he graduated from a public university with a degree in economics.
Oh, I see. Okay. So somebody who's educated and who's very upset at us for just letting
this... Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
He is upset enough to write an email. He is upset enough to write an email about this because we just let it slide here on Free Talk Live. We don't defend the term of capitalism. We don't go to bat for it. And you know, I think...
Yeah, no, it's interesting because I'm thinking back to when I was a Republican and, you know, pretty much card carrying, and there was
a
lot
of office.
There's plenty of I ran for office as a Republican, so it's pretty official, and there was a lot of rhetoric about free markets and capitalism and things like that, and in fact I look at it and it is in fact the definition of capitalism as Mark describes it. The cronyism and the corporate pandering to corporations and things like that. That is, in fact, what they were talking about, even though they would throw in terms like free market. And I know, for instance, Ian, when you talk about free market, when you say free market, you don't mean that. You certainly don't mean the cronyism and the mercantilism.
Because things can't exist without the government. I mean, the examples of these corporations doing naughty things, typically that cannot happen without having a monopoly on violence with which they can pander to and they can ask for favors from. And if it weren't for that government connection, then all of these, first of all, corporations wouldn't exist. There would just be businesses, and the businesses would be liable. The people that run them would be liable for their actions, unlike a corporation where the people that run them are they're essentially immune from the actions of the company because of a corporation. That's what a corporation exists for. It's a government file folder created, a legal fiction created to allow businessmen to do naughty things in many cases and get away with it. So I don't support any of the way the system currently works. Anyway, let's continue with this guy's email.
So he says,
email, but post.
Yeah, it's a post. This does not logically imply that Keynesian, progressive, or special interest policies are capitalist. As for the label argument, allowing opponents to define your vehicle of communication is absurd. Historically, liberty-loving people have been chased from their stances. First, liberals were traitors, first to the crown, then to the union. Then capitalists were cronies, and anarchists are thugs. Where does this leave people like Ian? Well, they have two choices. One, I prefer not to label myself. I prefer to spell out at every individual belief that I have to anyone who might ask. Plus, I hate being staked to one position, and it's freer to be able to flit around inanely from idea to idea. Or, two, I'm a voluntary anarcho, pantheo, libero, pacifist, peaceful, ethnic, insert label of the day here. So, you know, and he's right that this happens, that some people will, you know, come up with these long terms to describe themselves and things like that. We don't do that on the show. Ian, you claim to be a voluntarist, and you claim that all you want to do is that people be able to participate in voluntary action. We don't.
You actually took the Y out. I think voluntarist makes more sense.
Voluntarist?
Yeah, because voluntarist confuses people.
I see. And that's fine.
But, of course, voluntarists, they think that means you like to volunteer at charities a lot and stuff.
Well, that's why I took the Y out, because I feel like voluntarist suggests that more than voluntarist.
Really?
Does.
I feel it's the other way around.
Really? But, okay. Well, anyway. Well, that's just it. You know, adjust it according to what your experiences are.
Voluntarist implies, well, the implication is that everything should be voluntary, as in not by force, right? But voluntarist is like, I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteerist.
I'm still open to new ideas. I don't really much care for either one of them per se. I think they're way, way better than anarchists.
Well, there's no good term. That's just it. Like, anarchist has been usurped. Anarchists used to just be anti-state. And, of course, the state decided to make that into a boogeyman word. You know, the state decided to say, well, obviously, if we're not around, everything's going to collapse into chaos. And so then anarchy became associated with chaos. Now everyone still associates the word anarchy with chaos.
No, that's not going to end.
Right. You're probably right. I'm
if
just
you
saying.
Go look
it,
at the,
that
no,
was,
it,
that was I think it's probably a concerted effort. So I think whatever word I choose to oppose, you know, the violence of the state, whatever word I use, I think is going to get demonized. But that's, you know, I'm not like working that hard to preserve the word anarchy for what it's supposed to mean either, you know.
I don't see voluntarism becoming demonized anytime in the near future. I mean, it would what are the odds that they're going to start saying, looks like we've got some voluntarists out front of this store window busting through it and throwing firebombs here, Jim. Back to you, you know, in the news.
Well, I'm telling you, though, it's still, you know, it still has that implication that, you know, the state does not fit in there. There's nowhere that the state fits into voluntarism. So it's going to get demonized.
Well, I think you're better off trying to give an explanation for the term that you use for yourself. And I would agree with him that it should be a relatively short term. That using the paleo, conservative, whatever term that one chooses to use.
I agree with that, and I understand where Dalebert is coming from on his concern that they're going to demonize the word. Maybe that's true. There's no evidence of it yet for this particular
term.
We'll
just get a new word when it happens, I guess.
Well, right, but it would also have to happen a lot in order for it to become demonized, right? Because there have been decades over which the term anarchist has been demonized.
It probably went for a while. Maybe it lasted for a while before it became associated with chaos.
And what will happen this time around? Think about this,
Not just
Gilbert.
Associated with chaos. I mean, if you look at the synonyms, it's a synonym of chaos.
Yeah, exactly. It's a synonym
of
chaos.
Mayhem, chaos, anarchy.
So those
are synonyms.
So think about it from this perspective. Now, at least we have the ability to respond to some extent, right? So if the news media starts reporting on the voluntarists are down here blowing up buildings or whatever,
it doesn't even make as much sense. It's like saying, oh, the peace lovers are out here blowing up buildings. I mean, a voluntarist doesn't sound it has the term of voluntary, volunteering. But
then
these are good words.
You also have the ability to respond now. So in the past, over the past decades at which this term anarchist has been destroyed by mainstream media and popular culture, there hasn't ever been the response ability or the ability of those who were anarchists to get the word out about this. They were not interviewed on nightly news shows and given the opportunity to explain themselves. They couldn't have a YouTube channel where they could explain themselves. So even if they do start trying to do this supposed future demonization of the term voluntarism or voluntarism, at least we have the ability to get on the air and explain what who we really are, and that those people aren't voluntarists. And I understand the anarchists are now trying to do that, but they're trying to do it after 50 or 100 years of demonization.
True.
The term voluntarism or voluntarism has not been demonized in any way, shape, or form. It's not even on the radar of the mainstream media or any media. They have no idea what it is.
It's also... The reality is now the mainstream media doesn't have the stranglehold that it used to have. It's still pretty powerful, but now there is the internet, and now there are alternative means of speech.
I'm not saying it couldn't be done. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, that it couldn't be demonized.
We're better equipped to deal with it now.
But it'd be more difficult for them to demonize it now.
Yes.
Because we can talk back. And plus, they just haven't done anything in that direction, so I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to worry about them ruining it.
I will concede that point. You are correct.
Do we still have more from this guy?
Yeah, there's more.
All right, more coming up here from the academic who's upset that we do not defend the term capitalism. As far as I'm concerned, let it die. I have no horse in this race. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it's, you know, it's the typical position of an academic to take something like this and, you know, nail himself to it and defend it forever. More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, we've got archives, a whole lot of them, back going all the way back to as late as 2006. You can go to freetalklive.com and get access to these. They're right there at the top of the page. The last week's worth is there at the top. And then if you click into the archive section, that takes you way back. All of it for free at freetalklive.com, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. The tools and templates are free, and there's 4,500 templates, as a matter of fact. They make it incredibly easy for you to make your own website. They also give you free domain transfers, free file transfers, free database transfers, free script transfers, the easy control panel, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited disk space, and your first month completely free at hostgator.freetalklive.com. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, the toll-free number here for you to take control is 800-259-9231. We're in the middle of an email from somebody who's got themselves in education.
Actually a blog post.
Thank you for continually correcting me on this. He's gotten himself an education about, some economics thing in school, and he's upset that Free Talk Live will not constantly correct people when they misuse the term capitalism. But as you point out, Mark, they're using it correctly because that's what the term has come to mean. The term has come to mean the idea of this corporatist situation where governments are working hand in hand with corporations to oppress the little guy. And that's what's, you know, that's really what capitalism means, because that's what most people think about when they hear the term.
Right. You know, and I'll agree with you that economists have more validity defining economic terms than the average person does. But if fewer than 1% of the population are economists, and
I'm not.
Right. And some small percentage of the population actually knows what capitalism means, like really knows what the term means, then that battle has been fought. And I am not enlisted in your army of dictionary warriors. I am not your slave. I am not your conscript.
Right.
I will not fight your battles.
And that's
for
just
you.
It. And that's really one of my big concerns with what he's saying here. There's a line a few lines up from where you're currently at, Mark, where he talks about how if you let your opponent define your argument for you or something like that, you've already lost. And he makes some statement like that. You can actually read the exact text if you don't mind.
It's
Something about your opponents defining your terms, your argument for you. And that's how I feel. I'm not their opponent. Most of the people that are using the term capitalism are using it because of reasons I agree with. I don't want corporations to have control over people's lives.
He says allowing opponents to define your vehicle of communication is absurd.
Yeah, opponent. The whole idea that the person who's using the term capitalism in a way he doesn't agree with is my opponent is incorrect. Most of the people that use that term are using it because they're concerned with corporations having too much power, and they're concerned with all the nasty things that go on and what they perceive capitalism as, and I agree with those concerns. So they aren't my opponent, and I don't want to create an opponent out of them by using
some term that is loaded for those people.
But not using that term, but stopping them and saying, whoa, that's not what capitalism is. Capitalism is da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then like creating this whole controversy where there doesn't need to be one.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. Here's what we should do to fix it. Oh, I agree with you. Corporations are too powerful. Here's the problem. They were created by governments. Explain what the real problem is and quit, hacking at the leaves of the branch by talking about the term capitalism.
This is absolutely trimming the leaves, on the branches of the argument. This doesn't strike at the root at all. Mr. Miyagi said the best way to avoid a punch to block a punch is to not be there when it lands.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's landing any punches on me about capitalism or anarchy. And, I'm sorry that he likes those. He says here that this just happens to
be... He likes a good fight. He was trained in academia. I mean, you're trained... You remember going to debate class? You're trained. You take a position, and then you defend it to the death. You dig your trench, and you let people shoot their barbs at you, and then you shoot some barbs back, and then it goes back and forth forever until the moderator declares the winner. I mean... That's what they treat. That's how they teach you in this government school system, which is a system that's designed to perpetrate these ideas of opposition and to perpetrate division between people. I'm not interested in arguing with people.
Right, and he says here that this is a pet peeve of his, and I would say that, for one, it's your pet peeve. You've got to keep it and feed it and groom it if you want to keep this peeve as a pet. It's not mine. And once again, he's using the terminology, the speech of slavery. So he's trying to enslave me into the keeping and nurturing of his pet peeve, and I just it annoys me. My pet peeve is people's pet peeves. I don't like your pet. That's my pet peeve. Is I don't want to hear about your pet peeve. That's how I feel about people.
Endlessly.
Usually, by the way, people that have a pet peeve, they don't actually have one pet peeve. They got a whole house full of peeves. All right, so he goes on.
Peeve hoarders.
Yeah, peeve hoarders. He says that it's simply a matter of intellectual legitimacy. If you host a show on the basis of freedom and liberty, and you specifically support free markets, you should, warning opinion, be able to clearly articulate the different facets of said concept, i.e., not only should Mark and Ian know what capitalism means, but be able to effectively argue for against it. My personal opinion is they should... embrace
you should
the
be
term
more like
capitalism
me.
And seek to clarify and strengthen listeners' ideas of it.
You should be more like me. Do what I want you to do.
Dictionary
Talk Live. Show.
I mean, and a guy points it out here that I wouldn't listen to Dictionary Talk Live, and I'm using this Alaric 89's term, Dictionary Talk Live, and he says, knowing the meaning of a word wouldn't make FTL into Dictionary Talk Live, but in fact, it would. If Free Talk Live spoke in 17th century English, we would spend a lot of time trying to get people to understand what the things that we're saying mean.
Yeah.
And
you've got to talk to people at their level.
That's what language is for. Language is for communication.
That's why I don't like reading academic books. I can't handle it. I went to a regular, I went to school. I didn't go to college. I don't like the academic books. I don't, they're above my level, and I don't want to spend my time on them, even though the people that wrote them may be very, very brilliant, and, the brilliant minds, they've got these great ideas. I'd rather take a book like a Dr. Mary Ruart, somebody who's taken those brilliant folks' ideas and boiled it down in a way that I can easily understand and that I can easily re-communicate to other people. It's my job to communicate the ideas.
And it's not your job to communicate to economics graduates.
Yeah.
There are people out there that'll do that. We call them professors, okay? What it is the job of Free Talk Live, in fact, is to communicate these ideas to the common guy listening to the radio.
It's one of our jobs.
Well,
the other jobs keep you listening through commercial break.
That's the main job, is to keep people listening through commercials. That much is true. So, if we go about it in a fashion that you don't like, that's fine. We're not teaching college class to college students.
There is likely some sort of podcast out there hosted by some academic that will the economics podcast.
Mises puts it out.
Yeah, right. and it's boring as sin. And people have said, Ian, why don't you put the Mises podcast on Liberty Radio Network? Because I can't stand listening to it.
I listen to it. I enjoy it. That's beside the fact. I mean, I enjoy listening to that, and I don't find it that boring. But,
I feel like I'm in school again. No thanks.
I don't think it would make it onto the radio.
Is it lecture-y? Is it like listening to a lecture?
Yeah.
It's just too
intellectual. It's too intellectual for me.
It's
not that I'm a dummy. It's just that I don't like I don't like the highbrow stuff. I like movies where things go boom and explode. I like that stuff. I'm not hard to please. I like a lot of movies people think are terrible.
I like monsters in my movies. I like really, like, ridiculously creepy, scary monsters.
Yeah, but I liked Alien versus Predator, and everybody hates that movie, So
I thought it was pretty good. You recommended that I go watch it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I like that other people hated. I know they're out there.
Matrix 2 and 3. People hate those movies, and I thought they were great.
Yeah, they're great.
I was disappointed in them.
People hate the Star Wars movies, the first three, or the second.
The newer ones.
Really
or
whatever.
They're fine by me.
So let's wrap it up here, Mark.
That's
is there more?
That's what he's got to say.
So be more like me. Right, yeah. That was his final point.
Yeah, his final point is knowing the meaning of a word wouldn't make FTL into Dictionary Talk Live. So, he wants the show to be done the way he wants the show to be done. And I understand a lot of people want the show to be done the way they want the show to be done. And there's only one way to have a show done the way you want it done. That's all.
To do your own show.
Yeah, and I appreciate the critique. I appreciate people's ideas. I want your ideas. However, I've confronted this idea on multiple occasions, and I've made my decision, and I've decided that I think that capitalism and anarchy are loaded words, and I'm not interested in it.
Maybe I should take this for personal reflection in terms of, are there words I'm married to? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I'm so married to anarchy, for instance, but I have to wonder, why is he so married to that word? Why is he so married the word capitalism? What does he feel like he's giving up if he gives up the word?
He said economics graduate. He has an economics degree.
Okay. He knows what it really means.
The technical term. He's it's got to be done right.
I agree that he's right. I mean, in the sense that, that's the academic definition.
Go enjoy your crusade of trying to save the term capitalism. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 3's next. You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.